T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Second and goal for Philadelphia. Wentz, play action, fires, end zone, caught, touchdown, Goddard. Carson Wentz with a cannon.
Now Rodgers quickly to the line of scrimmage, takes the snap, back pedals, looking, steps up, now throws, end zone.
Touchdown, Geronimo Allison.
It is second and 2, Wentz in the gun again. He swings it out to Howard at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Nobody on the other side but Jordan Howard, and he ran untouched into the end zone.
Snap, Rodgers blitz. Rodgers under pressure, lofts it right side,
Jimmy Graham, touchdown. Play by Aaron Rodgers under extreme pressure, and he finds Jimmy Graham for the touchdown.
It is first and goal at the 2. Wentz under center. Howard the single setback. Wentz gives to Howard. Howard spins. He's in. Touchdown. Eagles regain the lead.
Too strong.
He was hit at the 1, and they couldn't contain him. Rodgers back. He pumps. He fires. It is intercepted under deflection. Intercepted. Eagles have the ball. Nigel Bradham out across the 20, and this game is as good as over.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A roller coaster ride Thursday night football, and thrilling whether you're a Packers fan or an Eagles fan. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose, but the Eagles, huge victory for them. Great stuff there from Merrill Reese on the Eagles radio network, Wayne Larrivee on the Packers radio network, and then Ian Eagle on Westwood One. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get right to it. We're welcoming Wes Hodkowitz from Green Bay. He's the writer and co-host of Packers Unscripted and has been part of the Green Bay sports scene for over a decade. Wes, really, the questions had to come up and likely came up right away about the play calling on those close and late failed drives for the Packers. So what did Coach Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers have to say about those 2 trips inside the 5-yard line in which they didn't come away with any points?
I mean, this is something that, you know, both Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur kind of addressed afterwards, and it's a little bit of disappointment there not being able to punch it in that situation. The tough thing for the Packers on that first drive where they get down, they had Davante Adams there. Davante had a career game tonight. I mean, 10 catches, 180 yards. He comes down with that toe injury, so then you're first and goal without him on the field. They had to, you know, they went for it, unable to punch it in the first time, then certainly come back once again. You know, the main thing here, as Rodgers said afterwards, I mean, they had opportunities. They just weren't able to capitalize on them. Certainly at the very end there, it did look, I mean, they were able to get the first run with Aaron Jones getting down to the 2-yard line, mm-hmm. and then just not being able to punch it in. Philadelphia's, you know, they're up front. They looked really stout. They were able to kind of, you know, match the Packers in the trenches. And then when the Packers did want to go to the pass, they had a lot of success, but in the red zone was a little bit of a different situation. You know, I think the big thing that LaFleur and Rodgers and really the locker room in general talked about afterwards was just making sure that, you know, they kind of stay the course. There were missed opportunities, but kind of learning from them. Because I think throughout the course of that game, the offense saw a lot of different areas in which it, you know, made some progress and had some breakthroughs. It was just finally capitalizing and getting in the end zone where they came up a little short.
Yeah, both those drives where they came up empty were a dozen plays. And actually the last one with the interception was the 13th play of that drive. What looks different to you from the first half to the second half? Because that's been a major disparity, especially these last 3 games where they've been able to put points on the board right away, but then they come up short and they don't take advantage of the opportunities after the halftime.
Well, this was a game, Amy, where they got challenged to throw the ball, and that's been something that they've been struggling with, being able to do that consistently. And they had to do it tonight because with Philadelphia's run defense, the second in the league going into this, it was going to be difficult to do anything on the ground. And I thought, to be honest with you, Aaron Rodgers, there's been a lot of phenomenal performances that he's had throughout his career, but he was exceptional tonight. And just his ability to kind of will this team forward, even in some of those, you know, gritty situations. I mean, I don't know what the final stats were, but third downs when they needed to get him in a third and six or third and seven, they were able to do it. You saw guys like Geronimo Allison step up right before halftime with back-to-back catches that helped them kind of shift the momentum a little bit back into their favor. Jimmy Graham got involved. It wasn't just the Davante Adams show in this one. And I think that's what ultimately allowed them to be able to, you know, have a little bit more consistency. The missing piece, of course, was just finishing those things off in the red zone. But, you know, if having over 400 yards passing for Rodgers in this game, I know there are a lot of critics and naysayers going into this about the direction of the offense. I think for the most part, they answered those questions. It was just about trying to finish the thing off.
6 of 11 on third down. Wes Hodkowitz with us from Green Bay following Thursday Night Football. He's a writer and co-host of Packers Unscripted. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So one of the stats that jumped out, and I think it's pretty obvious when you watch the game, was the ability of the Eagles to run the ball. So they rack up 176 yards rushing. What did Coach have to say about the defense and just that, just the volume of yards that the Eagles were able to get on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, that was something that the last couple of weeks has been kind of, you know, hurting the Packers in that capacity. I mean, they got out to a really good start against Chicago in these last few weeks. You know, it's just been sort of those type of plays that have kind of mounted up on them a little bit. It wasn't even like it was one big carry either, Amy. It was just sort of, you know, consistently the Eagles being able to move the chains with Howard and Sanders.
Right.
And I think, you know, LaFleur's comments, you know, especially to the locker room was, you know, just kind of, you know, still believing in what they believe in. I mean, there's been such a change with this defense, you know, with Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith both coming over and Adrian Amos. One of the things that Preston and Za'Darius have been doing, they've been doing all their post-game media sessions together. They still did that. I mean, they still said they look at this as a bump in the road, as something that, you know what, we still have confidence in the direction of where we're going. This just wasn't the performance we needed. But certainly against the run, that is one area the Packers do need to clean up, because you know what's coming around the corner with Zeke Elliott. They've had to work through some things here. You got to understand, I mean, in this game, they were missing Montrevious Adams, who was one of their defensive linemen on that base. They've already been working without Oren Burks, one of their starting inside linebackers. And then the hybrid safety they were using, Raven Green, he was lost 2 weeks ago to an ankle injury. So they've had to do some mixing and matching. They ended up going with a 3-3-5 base tonight. And, you know, certainly some holes came open and the Eagles were able to, you know, kind of find some way through them. But certainly from LaFleur's perspective, there's a lot of confidence with Mike Pettine and where the direction the defense has gone this year, that they can get the thing back on track.
Couple of injury questions. You tweeted about Davante Adams with a toe injury. What do we know?
Yeah, so Davante actually still talked to the media afterwards. He was not wearing he actually was not wearing a shoe on the foot at the time, giving it some time there. Pretty painful injury. They're going to look more into it tomorrow. It was right on that last play, like I mentioned right at the beginning. He had that catch that put the Packers, I think, at it was first and goal from the 7, if I remember that correctly. And then he got hit, had to come out, and was basically in the blue tent the rest of that drive as the Packers ended up stalling out at the 1 yard line. And it's going to be one of those things. We're going to have to look at it and see where he's at. He said it, you know, he would have loved to have been out there, but with his game, it's so predicated on his explosiveness. If he's not able to do that, he's not doing anybody, you know, any service. So they're going to take a look at it. But, you know, to have him, people have been talking about wanting to get him more targets and get him more opportunities. He had more receiving yards in the first quarter. I think it was 107 yards he ended up amassing in the last 15 years for a Packers receiver. I mean, he was off to such a hot start, and I think that had a lot to do with where the offense was able to accomplish early on and where it went throughout the rest of that game. So certainly that's going to be something to monitor here. They have a week and a half to get ready now, a little less, but to get ready for Dallas, but certainly Davante Adams is going to be one to watch with that toe.
Right, and a career number of receiving yards for him, 180, even when he was kind of nursing that toe a little bit. And then earlier in the game, Derek Barnett with the helmet-to-helmet hit on Jamal Adams. What do we know about him?
Yeah, so Jamal Williams, I should say, ended up being, I think, taken, if I remember correctly, to a local hospital here. He did have all of the, you know, feeling in his extremities, though. It was a really unfortunate situation, because if you watch the play, Amy, Williams.
Yeah, sorry, that's my fault.
No, and then I'm just echoing it. But Williams is actually getting grabbed by his face mask, so his head was kind of stuck. and Barnett came in for the tackle, and with the helmet, the helmet shot, got called for unnecessary roughness, and then Williams was able to give the thumbs up as he was kind of structured off the field. That was a tough spot for the Packers, though, but that package, that first play of the game, they actually had both him and Aaron Jones, the two running backs, on the field simultaneously, and they only had those two up as far as just the running back position was concerned. So the rest of the night, they had to go with Aaron Jones and the fullback, Danny Vitale. So that was a tough spot to be in. We'll see where things are with Williams, but certainly at least a positive sign that he did have feeling in his extremities, and you know, there wasn't anything that could have been, you know, worse from a very scary situation.
Wes Hodkowitz from Packers Unscripted in Green Bay, Lambeau Field. An incredible atmosphere tonight for Packers and Eagles. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. You have been blessed because you've seen a lot of Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. But you also have had a chance now to see Carson Wentz up close and personal. What do you think?
It was a great duel. I mean, the both of those guys, especially in the second half when you had to have points, I thought both of the quarterbacks really responded. Packers, you know, for the most part, they were able to contain the receiving weapons. But, you know, Zach Ertz is just such a different beast that, you know, when they needed to be able to get a first down, Ertz was kind of the go-to for Wentz. You saw Wentz, even with the quarterback sneaks, being able to move the chains when he needed to in some third down situations. Just his ability to create, and especially when plays break down, to stay with it. And also, you know, a credit to Doug Peterson, too. I thought he had a really good game plan for this game. It was predicated on the run, and, you know, they've had a hard time getting Jordan Howard going, but, you know, three touchdowns for him tonight, two rushing, one receiving. They just found the big plays when they needed to get them, and certainly getting Alshon Jeffrey back, I think, made a difference. You know, made the Packers make some decisions there. But Wentz, even with some of these rolling ties that they faced, I mean, certainly you had two losses where if a play goes here or there differently, you know, they're going into this game not at 1-2. Came in, and as he said in his post-game presser, doesn't always like to just continue to say the word huge, but this was a huge win for them coming in here. And I think ultimately when you go back and look at this, Amy, down the line, this is definitely a much better team that the Eagles have here than probably what their record indicated coming into Lambeau Field.
Just for the record, any sign of the wave at Lambeau tonight?
No waves. That's been a big emphasis. They've been trying to eliminate that, and we've now gone three home games in a row without waves. So that was not a problem. I will say it was a very passionate crowd tonight, though. I know there was one defensive pass interference call that was not called on Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And when they announced that there was going to be no change from New York, I mean, that is about as loud as I've heard Lambeau in some time. I mean, people were very incited about that. But, yeah, overall, Thursday Night Football, I mean, it was a great atmosphere to be a part of.
For sure. So you can follow Wes on Twitter at Wes Hod, and he's the writer and co-host for Packers Unscripted. It's to cover that amazing atmosphere at Lambeau and the Packers in Green Bay. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Amy. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.